Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Going to talk about some of the Jets on the field stuff in addition to Aaron Rodgers today. If you got thoughts on anything Aaron Rodgers, we will take your calls at 877-337-6666. But another really shrewd and great move, in my opinion, made by Joe Douglas yesterday, we'll talk about. But generally, when I make a reference to a sports minute right after I hear the sports minute and talk about it, it's because it's Boomer and we want to bust his balls about it being slowed down or sped up because it didn't fit into the time allotted, where it'll be like, it'd be, I'm Boomer Esiason, or I'm Boomer Esiason. So it's one of those two things that it makes him angry, and then I'll bring it up and it's just fun. But this is different. So this is from JR, JR Sport Brief. And JR does a very nice job on CBS Sports Radio, and he is filling in for Boomer on the Sports Minutes. But this particular women's college basketball Sports Minute ended with something that I just needed to hear again, so Eddie got it for me. Let's take a listen.
I'm more excited for the women's tournament. I'm ready for Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, and the giant Brazilian woman from South Carolina that knocks people over.
I had the same reaction. Yes. I said, what?
Yeah, it's funny.
Now, I have to tell you, I don't know who that is. I know Angel Reese. I know Caitlin Clark. I know that South Carolina is like the top team in the nation. I am not familiar with this giant Brazilian woman.
Me neither.
Now I got to look her up.
All I know is Caitlin Clark and Reese as well. That's it.
I will say, though, that like if he would have said whatever her name is, I'm typing in giant Brazilian woman, by the way.
Right, in South Carolina.
Woman, South Carolina. Camila Cardoso.
Okay.
She's the one who knocked the LSU player down, by the way.
Oh, okay.
All right, so, but if he had said Camila Cardoso, I would have not paid attention to it. So I'm going to give JR a lot of credit for saying that giant Brazilian woman, because now I know.
He was like a headline writer in that.
Yeah, in that sports minute. Yeah. Camila Cardoso. Let's see how big she is. Cardoso, giant Brazilian woman. She is 6'7". And she is from Brazil. And she
so
first,
factually correct.
Yeah. Yes.
6'7 in the NBA or college basketball, not so much. But I guess in women's college basketball, that's a big girl.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah. 6'7", 22 years old. Here she is right here coming in and bam, knocking over the LSU player.
She towers over the official. She's bigger than everybody. Wow.
Yeah. Do you think that if you are Camila Cardoso, you find giant Brazilian woman endearing or somewhat offensive?
Probably a little of both.
The giant Brazilian woman from South Carolina that knocks people over.
On one end, it's like giant Brazilian woman, but yeah, that's right. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Are you the giant Brazilian woman?
Yes, well done, JR.
Yeah, well done, JR. You got our attention there. All right, so rebuilding an offensive line is a difficult thing to do. We have seen the Jets and the Giants try to do this successfully over the last number of years, and they have busted every which way, whether it be with Evan Neal, who has had a miserable start to his career, or Mekhi Becton with the Jets. It is on and on and on, and there's injuries that are involved. And you can go back to Dave Gettleman and Nate Solder and that contract. I mean, it has just been a mess. So when you bring these guys in, you know, we talk about crapshoots in sports. When you bring these guys in, you know, sometimes even if their career has been awesome up until that point, you know, they'll come here and it'll be like Laken Tomlinson, for example, with the Jets.
Yep.
That signing was lauded by everybody. Didn't work here. Didn't play well. And now he's gone. So I preface what I'm about to say about the what Joe Douglas has done with this offensive line by saying we might be looking at this in the season and saying that this didn't work out. But on paper right now, bringing in both John Simpson, who is going to be a guard for the Jets, who was with the Baltimore Ravens, and bringing back Morgan Moses yesterday to be the right tackle, who was with the Jets a few years ago, was with the Ravens last year, looks great because that Ravens offensive line, you know, they led the league in rushing last year, and a lot of it has to do with Lamar Jackson, but they were graded on every level as one of the best offensive lines in football. Joe Douglas spent time in Baltimore before he went to Philadelphia. He knows the people there. He knows these guys on that team. He's got connections there, so he probably gets better scouting reports on them than some of the other organizations. And for everybody that screams and yells with both of these teams, fix the offensive line, fix the offensive line, what Joe Douglas has done in this offseason with those two guys, at the very least, has been very impressive.
Well, it's never been for a lack of trying. I mean, they have, you know, whether it's been Gettleman, whether it's been Shane, Joe Douglas, whoever, and whatever team we're talking about, they're always trying to fix the offensive line. And, you know, Moses was really durable. I remember in Washington, I feel like he played almost every game. He's been a really good pro, and you would think that when he comes back here, he will still be that. Now, a little more up in age, you know, obviously a little later in his career, but on paper, yeah, it seems like it works. But a lot of, I mean, my God, think about the then Redskins, now Commanders, all the years of free agency when they would go out and get the highest price ticket, but it just didn't work, and they would be nothing better than a 500 football team. It's really hard to put pieces together, and you've got to make sure the pieces fit, which is why sometimes the best route can be to draft an offensive line where they kind of come up to you. It's kind of like in minor league baseball. You know, you come up together in the organization, you're ready to play in that city for that team. Sometimes you go out and you bring the high price free agents in, and it blows up in your face. But he's been here before. He knows the lay of the land. He knows the Jets. And I do think this is a really good signing. We might be proven wrong. I mean, who knows? Like, the idea that Mekhi Becton didn't turn out to be last year what we thought he was going to be, and he's a kid who's been here, you just don't know until they get on the field. But the one thing I really like has been his durability, meaning Moses. And I think the Jets, and if the Jets can ever get bacteria in here too, then we really got something.
Yeah, if you missed it, Mike Francesa calling David Bakhtiari bacteria. I'm sure Rodgers wants to get bacteria in here to infect everybody. But I don't want the Jets to sign David Bakhtiari. He is always hurt. And this is one of those things where this guy is at this point in his career, he's got a million injuries, and everybody knows that Aaron Rodgers and David Bakhtiari are very close. And Aaron Rodgers has been the general manager of this team essentially since he got here. If you want to show me that Aaron Rodgers isn't running the entire show and that Joe Douglas can work autonomously as the general manager, then don't sign David Bakhtiari. Because if Joe Douglas didn't want David Bakhtiari, if Aaron Rodgers wasn't the quarterback, he shouldn't want him if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, regardless of what locker room boost he's going to get from his friends being around. I'm sorry. It's got to stop. From Tim Boyle to Randall Cobb, who couldn't run anymore. I mean, it's so that David Bakhtiari is going to come in here and get an injury and miss 10 games. It's a lock.
Yeah. No, and then going back to but not revisiting the Aaron Rodgers conversation, when you bring it back to football, you know, that's another part of this that Jet fans are pissed off about. The injury happens. That sucked. They dealt with that. But then you think about the players he brought in here. that didn't exactly work out, and yet the Jets were left with them because of him. So there's a lot of different layers to this, if you will, and there's a lot of reasons why people are – he's only been here a year, not even, and there's a lot of reasons why people are tired of him.
Yeah, I mean, and that I can understand. I mean, when people say that Joe Namath sold his soul to the devil to win Super Bowl III and the Jets were going to be cursed for the rest of time until at least that he was alive, you know, that obviously is not true. That's not a thing. Selling your soul to the devil is not real. But you start to believe it when you think about the Vinny Testaverde injury coming back from the 98 season in 1999. When you think you get a Hall of Fame quarterback in Brett Favre, he comes to the Jets, and his crowning moment, or infamous moment, is when he sent a penis pic to a Jets employee. Then you get Aaron Rodgers, and we don't need to rehash everything that's happened while Aaron Rodgers has been the Jets quarterback. I mean, it truly is amazing.
And well, and you go one further, too, G. I mean, how about the championship game in Denver? A guy who never, ever puts the ball on the ground, Curtis Martin, has a fumble at the worst possible time. Change the game. I mean, you mentioned Testaverde, Aaron Rodgers last year. There's so many examples of... maybe there is something to this because it doesn't make sense.
And then drafting in the top five multiple times with quarterbacks over the last, since 2018, Sam Darnold, bust, Zach Wilson, bust. I mean, the history is just insane.
Yeah. And part of that, too, with the whole quarterback thing, as we've discussed, to me is still head coach scheme. Coaching, I think that's part of it. I think Sam Darnold could have been a better quarterback here. Who knows about Zach Wilson? I think the whole, you know, when you, and this is something we've talked about many times, when you bring in a kid like Zach Wilson and you don't exactly have the best quarterback coach in the room or the best offensive coach as a head coach, it was almost like he was two steps behind before he could take one forward, and it was just never happening for him here. So all of it is so true when you look at the history of this franchise. And while I'm with you, I don't buy it either. I can understand why a Jet fan would believe it.
Yeah, and I don't know if the expectations changed for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets after everything that has gone on. Because when he got here, he goes, that Super Bowl III trophy is looking a little lonely. And if Aaron Rodgers comes here and doesn't get him to a Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl, then it is a failure because that's why they brought him in. It almost feels to me that, and I said in year one, at the very least, the championship game is what you'd be looking for. But I feel like after all the crap that has happened in this past year since Aaron Rodgers got here, I feel like the expectation is lowered, especially with what you see now in the AFC and how they're getting stronger and stronger. Like, I don't think it doesn't even feel like Super Bowl or bust anymore. It just feels like have Aaron Rodgers stay healthy, have us play some really important games down the stretch, get into the playoffs, and maybe win a playoff game, and I'll be happy about it.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, for me, I still think, and I still do believe, say what you want about the guy, I still think he's a great talent, and I think he elevates this team to be a hell of a lot better than they were last year. And when I look at the postseason, I said this to you as it was happening, I don't look at a team that I thought if Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback of the Jets that they couldn't have beaten. At least I don't think that. But you're right. The feeling around this team from 10 months ago when he came here, maybe he's going to the Knick games, the Ranger games, lauded.
Broadway.
Yeah, as the conquering hero coming to New York, that is gone. And I don't know if it's because of the injury. I don't know if it's because of all this other stuff, because of the players he brought here. Kind of were big failures, but you are right. The feeling could not be more of a 180 from where we were 10 months ago to now.
Yeah, and this is another thing, too, that's important to Jets fans because of all the things we've talked about and how raw emotionally they are from going through everything they've gone through in their life as a Jets fan, is I actually think it's important, even though we don't believe that he's going to be involved in this full run to November with RFK Jr. Like, if I'm a Jet fan, I actually need to hear Aaron Rodgers tell me again that he's committed to playing football. I just want to hear that, you know, if I'm him. That's why I think it's important for him to come out and be like, listen, I'm not doing that. I'm getting ready for the season. I'm 100% ready to play for the Jets. I would just need to hear that from him out of his mouth. And what's sort of unfair, in a sense, is that Aaron Rodgers publicly has said nothing but that he wants to play. He just, that one podcast he just said, like, he even was like, man, you know, 2, 3, maybe 4 more years. Like, yeah. He's said that he wants to play, so... That's another reason why I don't believe that any of this political stuff is true. But if you're a Jet fan, and if you've been hurt time and time again. It's almost like, Aaron, just one more time, tell me about how we're going to do this thing in a Jets uniform, please.
Well, and let's be honest, G. I mean, we're in the middle of March. We're 2 weeks, a week and a half, whatever it is, before the baseball season begins. We're short of the playoffs for the NBA and the NHL. The football season just ended. What do we need? We need topics. I don't know how much of a thing this would be if this happened, let's say, end of April, Knicks in a playoff run, Rangers in a playoff run, Yankees out to a good start or a bad start, Mets playing. Like, we are right towards the end of the doldrums of nothingness, to where I do believe this gets magnified even more than it otherwise would.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, it would be covered for sure, because these are hot-button issues, 100%. I mean, it would be covered, but yeah, I mean, if the Knicks... Like, if it came out, like, let's say the Knicks won a Game 7 to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals, of course we'd be opening with that, and then we'd talk about Rodgers a little bit later, but it wouldn't be the whole show, it wouldn't be, and now it's crossing over into everything. I mean, now it's not just First Take and us and whoever else that is covering Aaron Rodgers, now we're talking about the cable news outlets as well.
Again, you enter the political ring, now everybody wants a piece.
Want a piece, catch a piece, as they say, when that ball is up in the air and you're hoping that it hits the green, Jerry. Catch a piece, will you?
Yes, sir.
Greg in Flemington, New Jersey. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a little excited. You know, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers. All the hype you were talking about, everything was all created by the media. It wasn't created by the fans. So if it seems like it's quieter now, it's because the mass media shut up about it and moved Aaron Cole or something else.
Greg, Jet fans weren't excited about Aaron Rodgers being the starting quarterback last year?
100%. What I'm saying is, this isn't the fans. Because the media is quieted down, you guys get the impression that, you know, all of a sudden the expectations are lower. No, they're not. It's just the media is taking a different spin on it. And we just judge everything on what's being written.
No, I listen, Greg, I mean, if you listen to this show, we don't. I don't. Boomer does not. I'm talking about the pulse of the city in which we talk about the sports teams, and not like we're part of the people who cover it. Like we are part of that. And I know lots of Jets fans, more Jets fans than I want to know, to be honest with you. That's how many Jets fans I know. And there's a different feel around. 100%. Because of the injury, because of the way that the season went, because of the off the field stuff, that excitement level has been tempered. It's not because of the media; it's because of how last season went that we all watched.
Yeah, and you're going to have Jet fans too. Every time he takes a snap now, is that Achilles going to snap again? And that sucks to actually watch games with that apprehension because of what you saw last year. So I understand that a lot of Jet fans, not all, and I'm not a Jet fan, but I just told you, to me, the expectations have not changed. I still think it's about coming here and winning a Super Bowl for him to kind of stamp and end his career as a Super Bowl champion or even an MVP if he so did that. But I can totally understand a Jet fan being very apprehensive about what they're going to see when he gets back on the field now a year older.
Matt in Florida, what's going on, Matt?
Hey, guys, good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Nothing much. 2 points real quick as a Jets fan. I'm actually the opposite. I hope he does become the VP. Couple of reasons. One, I'm hoping maybe if he does get elected, he could take some of those fifths with him that are on the roster, like, you know, Salah and Lazard. Maybe get some cat. So that'd be nice. Maybe like make Salah the Secretary of Defense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, and I know Mekhi Becton's a free agent now, but like him being the health czar would be a good one too. Have him out there telling everybody how to eat. Yeah, I mean, why not? It's just a clean house as Aaron Rodgers takes everybody with him to Washington.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We have crossed over into goofy land.
Speaking of that, John in White Plains joins us. What's going on, John?
Gio, Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Gio, one of the reasons we love you, man, is you're always bringing up bizarre news stories. I got one for you.
Okay.
How about this nut job in Haiti overthrowing the government with his buddies, and they're known for eating people? And would you resort to cannibalism to save your life? And who would you eat first, Eddie, Al, or Jerry? I'll hang up and listen.
All right, I have, you know, it's funny. We had this conversation on the plane to Vegas. So first of all, I don't know how true, because I was looking this up. I don't know how true some of these cannibal claims are. I think this might be getting overblown a little bit, just if you're someone who is not familiar with the story. Look into it, judge your own opinion on it, but I'm not sure how true that is. But I will answer your question. I'd love to answer your question. So the answer 100% is Eddie. I mean, that is the one, because he is just, he's thicker. He's got more meat on him. Eating Al would be like just picking the bones of a chicken wing after someone else ate it. So there's no meat there. And resulting to cannibalism, so I thought about this because of that Netflix movie that just came out that talked about that soccer team that crashed in the mountains and
survived.
There's
another one out about that?
Yeah. I forget the name of the net, but it was Netflix. It came out. They just made a new one about it. It was well received. It was good. I watched the whole thing. And there were people that would have rather died than eat their friends. And there were other people that just got used to eating the human flesh, and it kept them alive. And, you know, the guys who ended up climbing the mountain and searching for life on the other side of a mountain probably wouldn't have been able to do that without the energy that they got from the protein of their friend's flesh, quite frankly. So, I mean, it would be tough to eat a friend. It'd be easier to eat a stranger, but if my life is on the line and I have a chance to survive to get back to my family, I think I would resort to cannibalism. Yes, I think
and
I
you
would.
You want Eddie's ass?
I would. Or his hips. I would go right for his hips. Actually. I would go right.
You're right. Poor Al would decompose so quickly.
I mean, he's like, you know, six steps away from being a skeleton as it is. I mean, the phrase skin and bones is true.
I know.
Would you eat someone if you had to, Jerry?
I think most people, I really do think if you're faced with life or death, I think most people would. Not everybody, as in that documentary, that movie you said, but I do think most people, if that's what you're faced with, probably. I mean, I certainly hope I'm never in that situation.
Yeah, right. But I think some of the controversy that came out of that thing, though, was like these people that were alive, like they started eating the dead passengers like in day three. And it was like it wasn't like life or death resort to. It was just like, hey, you know,
they were hungry.
Yeah, let's right. It wasn't like 2 weeks with no food or whatever, or they're waiting for rescue. It was like, let's just get after it while we got the chance.
I do remember that movie was, I think the name of it was Alive.
The first one, yeah.
First one. I do remember seeing that in the movie theaters and being mortified. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't believe I went to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when that came out, too. I was in the 90s sometime, and I was much younger, obviously, as we all were. But I was like, what? People did what? All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports.
Eat me.
Eat me. Come eat me.
Eat me. We all said it.
We're going to eat your children.
My goodness.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brian Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A very spring-like day today. About 70 degrees in the city, so that is good stuff. And spring means another Boomer and Geo Live show. And Boomer and Geo Live 3, which is Boomer and Geo Live with cheese. There you go. It is Friday, May 3rd at 8 p.m. We're going back to the wonderful White Eagle Hall in Jersey City where Boomer and Geo Live 1 was. So we're really happy that they are having us back after all the ranch dressing that got everywhere. So they are excited to have us back. It's such a cool venue there in Jersey City. And we've got special guest Tommy DeVito, who is going to be hanging out and taking pictures and doing some VIP stuff. You can't have a WFAN show in New Jersey without Tommy DeVito in the mix. So he will be there. General admission and VIP features and special seating, commemorative guest photo, and with the show, including with Tommy DeVito. All that is going to be available. And the presale is happening today.
With cheese.
30 minutes from now, less than 30 minutes from now, the presale happening today. You need a presale password. That presale password is Parmesan, CeeLo. Parmesan.
Love good Parmesan.
Can you spell Parmesan at the top off the top of your head?
P-A-R-M A-S-E-A-N?
No.
E-S-A-N. Yeah, it was one or the other.
Yeah, P-A-R-M-E-S-A-N is the presale password. Parmesan will be the presale password, 8 a.m. So where do you go? It's WFAN.com/live. WFAN.com/live. And it's all brought to you by Shinesty.com. S-H-I-N-E-S-T-Y. Start treating the family jewels like royalty and get yourself some ball hammock underwear, which is the best. I'm telling you, you can't go back. Once you get the ball hammock underwear, I only have 4 pairs right now. I got like 10 more coming on the way, maybe more. Once those 10 pair of ball hammock underwear show up, the rest of my crappy cotton underwear is going in the garbage.
You have the ball hammock on today?
In the garbage. I actually do not.
Ball hammock.
I didn't wash them yet. So it's not a great situation.
Okay.
So for me right now, because I've got this horrible cotton underwear on. But the ball hammock underwear from Shinesty, there's nothing better. There really isn't.
Would How many like people some? Do you think, see, Chris, you want some?
Do I want some? Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, we'll work on that. We'll get you balls in a hammock.
Wait, did I just miss something, Jerry? did he just say, how many people do you think? And then there was a pause?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
But I heard G asking you the question, so I stopped let you respond.
My mistake.
I'm wondering how many people... My mistake. How many people do you think will not be able to spell Parmesan that will get shut out today?
70% of the people.
I'm embarrassed. I mean, I just dishonored my Italian heritage right there. So
yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to do it off the top of my head either. I would have probably made the same mistake.
See, but I thought I was just either A or E, but then at the end I spelled it like the proper name, Sean, instead of S-A-N. So I was a double whiff on my part.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay, man. Mm. Don't worry about it.
I asked Al this yesterday, I think, on the warm-up show when things were a little less...
When you guys were talking to one another?
Agitated, yeah. So what happens on that Friday night if the Rangers are playing a playoff game?
It's a great question. Mm. You're going to have a very unhappy
day. We have to hope that happens. I am now hoping that happens.
That's a tough one, G.
It's amazing to me that nobody considered that question. I mean, not that you could do anything about it. You got to pick a date, and there's no way to know, but...
Yeah, you know...
You got to have a contingency plan for
that. I'm surprised
that.
Boomer didn't bring
that's
up...
That's kind of what I was hinting at, yeah.
Contingency... Well, if there is, we could have some fun with it, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Contingency plan, not that you changed the date of the event, obviously, but some way to...
And last year it was Good Friday, Boomer. No problem.
Wow. All right. Now you put that in my head. Listen, now that I'm thinking about it a little bit, because, you know, sometimes I need to process information. Yeah. Boomer was blacked out first Boomer and Geo Live.
I know.
He was not serviceable in any way.
I was there. I know.
Right, so, like, if he's distracted by a Ranger playoff game, it can't be any worse than it was the first time.
I don't know if it's so much that he'd be distracted. I just wonder how he's going to handle the logistics of taking part in the event, being present, also wanting to know... What's going on in the game? Or is he going to expect that nobody tell him what's happening? He's going to watch it later on DVR. Like, He said, this is where my mind goes. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I'm curious about.
Yeah. No, well, it's definitely a good.
So I'm not trying to keep you up at night, but when you guys go into these various meetings that you're going to have between now and...
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is a great question. And here's the video, White Eagle Hall, that CBS Sports Network is playing. Such a cool place, and we hope to see you there. So 8 a.m. presale, WFAN.com/live. A pre-sale password, Parmesan. All right, CeeLo, what's happening over there?
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. Let me just put a bow on the Alan CeeLo Royal Rumble from the warm-up show, and then we'll be done with it.
Yes.
It did get heated regarding Aaron Rodgers and the CNN report. I did walk out of the studio going into the first break. Did not return until the end of the second segment because I legitimately felt like he didn't want me in here. But that's fine. That's not really what it's about. But it was also, as I was sitting out there doing my other work, it was very funny listening to him actually take some calls, something we know that he hates. So right out of the gate in that second segment, with some assistance from Eddie along the way.
And we do have callers, Alex.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I guess I like the callers.
You can't see them, so I will tell you if
all
you
right.
wish.
Oh, let's take some.
Okay, so Kathy is in Bayville.
Oh, hi, hello, Kathy. Al? Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty
today,
good.
Say, or this morning.
It's this morning.
On my radio.
Oh, hi.
So, I just wanted to let you know my take on Evan Rodgers.
Evan Rodgers.
What you think of this.
Okay, yes.
Of course. And your opinion is valued as well.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Definitely. And then after Kathy kind of, sorry to say, rambled on for 90 seconds or so, Alec pretty much had enough.
That he's done in the past, that Kennedy will not want him as a ticket.
All right, listen, Kathy, of that, I can't. He's not going to be the vice president.
And that pretty much sums up how all that went. Definitely entertaining, though, I will say.
I mean, it sounded like if I didn't know anything about this show and I just stumbled upon it, when Eddie goes, and we do have callers, I would have thought I was listening to NPR.
Yes.
You know? And we do have a couple calls on the topic of the day. Al, if you'd like to tell. Kathy is waiting on the line for you. For you.
Oh, it's amazing.
That was fun.
And the next guy called up, hey, Al, what's your final four prediction? And Al goes, I don't even know who's playing. Because I don't even know what a good basketball team is.
Oh, boy. Good times. Not good times is what's going on with Gerrit Cole, obviously. He's done x-rays, CT scan, MRI on the right elbow, but still going for another opinion. So he went out to Los Angeles for the old in-person visit.
Can I ask a question about that real quick?
Yeah.
He was at LAX?
Yes.
He doesn't fly private?
I guess in a pinch there, on the spot, going out to all the way to LA? I don't know. Do they allow private planes into LAX?
I was
going to
say, there might be an FBO at LAX.
Okay.
I don't know.
But he's standing out on the side of the road waiting for an Uber.
Yes. Jerry, you saw the video?
I saw the photos.
Okay. So there were lots of photos. I'm going to play this. It's a reporter from Backgrid. I had to look them up. They fashioned themselves as the celebrity news agency. So maybe a TMZ competitor. I don't know. So they had a reporter on the scene to walk right alongside Gerrit for quite a while, pestering him with questions, and Cole completely froze this guy out in impressive fashion. So I actually shortened this to cut down some of the awkward silences, but you get a feel for how this exchange, or lack thereof, went.
Gerrit, how you doing, man? How you holding up? You all right? Gerrit, anything you can say? Fans? The fans concerned about the opener? Anything you can say, Gerrit? What do you say to Yankee Nation? Concerned about your status for the season, Gerrit? How's that arm?
How's that arm?
It sounds like an Alan Peter warm-up show.
So he didn't like go after the guy and yell at him or anything like that. Just kind of ignored him, went about his business, and continued on wherever it was he was headed. So we'll see what comes of that. The Yankees are not giving any sort of official timeline on him, but the reports yesterday were looking at right now, best case scenario would be like a month or two, but we'll see what Dr. Eltrosh has to say about the results.
And everybody knows, you should know, that Dr. Neil Eltrosh was the guy who did the Aaron Rodgers surgery. So
yes.
That is where Garrett Cole is going. Nicole in New Jersey, what's going on, Nicole? Good morning.
Hi, friends. How are you?
Good, Nicole. This is the Nicole?
Yes, crumb cake, Nicole.
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, Nicole.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great,
so,
great.
A couple things. Number one, because CeeLo was the makeover at last year's Live, is he going to model the Shinesty underwear for you guys, and you don't think he'd get BT to do it?
Yeah, BT, unfortunately, has got, it seems like he's going to have prior commitments, Nicole, and hopefully we see it at Boomer and Geo Live, we cheese. Yeah, I mean, we're going to be, Shinesty is a big partner for this show, so there might be, I'm going to be wearing one of their suits, actually, for, they have great suits, and I'm going to be wearing one of those, and we're going to be doing some fun stuff with the ball hammock underwear, but if CeeLo wants to come and model the underwear, you can. And by the way, there is a code. If you want to get your ball hammock underwear at Shinesty.com, it's BG Balls. So like Boomer and Geo Balls. So BG Balls is the code.
Let me just jot that down.
To get 15% off. It's BG Balls.
Got it. BG
cradle
Balls.
Your balls. Yeah, cradle your balls.
I'd be happy to be a mannequin for you guys again.
Okay,
did
nice.
That for Flag and Anthem at the first event. They were tremendous.
Yeah.
And they just recently sent me some. Actually, this shirt that I have on here is
the
Flag
Made
and
Flex
Anthem.
The
Made Flex is outstanding.
By the way, I know that not everybody can see this because not everybody's watching on CBS Sports Network. But Jerry, if you just sit there and stare ahead with this graphic, because what they've done is they've put this graphic of Jerry. So they have Jerry in Minneapolis sitting in the chair. If you just stare and you don't say anything and you just have like your arms crossed there, it looks like we're honoring you when you've passed. Like, there's like this, because they have like this aura around you, like you're in
like
heaven.
Like I'm an angel.
Yeah, like you're an angel. That's what it looks like. It's like Jerry has died, and now we put him here in the chair.
Oh my God. That's
it. You did.
I'm levitating.
He's going up to heaven. There goes Jerry. Oh. Bye, Jerry. We love you.
Or Steven, put up 1974 to 2024.
No. Don't do that.
Man, he's gone.
Don't do that.
So, oh, man.
He had the arms folded. He looked like Buddha for a second.
I know.
That
was incredible.
Well, I was trying to make him look like they were on the desk.
That was perfect. How is it 7:43 already?
I don't know, because I got to you at 7:30. So
okay.
I apologize. CeeLo, we'll talk to you next hour. Yeah. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Top studio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CBS Sports Network is showing us a picture of a jet on a barge right now. At least that's what they were trying to come back with. That was interesting.
Huh.
What is Stephen Waldron, are you familiar
with? That's the Concorde.
What is that?
That's the Concorde. It's on its way to the Intrepid.
Oh, wow. So that is the Concorde. So, was there only one Concorde, or did they did multiple Concordes, right? Okay, so this is one of the Concordes. They don't have it anymore. It does not fly anymore, but It used to be the fastest passenger jet in the world, and used to get to London from New York in like an hour and 30 minutes or something crazy, whatever it was. So I guess it's going to the Intrepid. Stephen, I don't know if you know all the information, but it's going to the Intrepid to be there and stay on display, I would imagine.
Correct.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Look at that.
But there was one on the Intrepid. There used to be. I don't know if they're adding a second one or this one left and it's coming back.
You know what? So you see the Statue of Liberty there?
Yeah.
So that the island behind it, you know, what is that? I don't know if that's Ellis Island right there. But right over there, that tip over there is where I caught more striped bass than I've ever caught in my life. How strange is that? That in there, in that area, in the waters of New York City and New Jersey, that there were that many striped bass that were around. Now, I wouldn't eat those. It was a catch and release because God knows what type of hepatitis those fish have being in those water. But, I mean, it was picking them, which is one after another after another. It was actually about a year ago. It was last May. And that was, it was so cool. And I have this great picture of the Statue of Liberty behind me, and I'm holding up this giant striped bass.
I didn't know you could go fishing there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The harbor is not so bad, ecologically speaking. It's bounced back in the last 40 years.
Bounce back spot.
Yep.
Wow. Interesting.
It's amazing when I see that video and you see the Statue of Liberty like that. All I ever think about is what people that were on boats coming here for freedom, what they must have felt like and what that image must have been. Something we obviously have never experienced.
Yeah. And look at this. You actually see a dude in a bucket here working on a building. Yes. All the way up in the... Look, how high is that
No,
guy?
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. And I know we're talking about what's on CBS Sports Network, but for all the listeners, we got this shot from, I don't know how many, what are we talking? Like, maybe...
It's the top of the Freedom Tower.
All right, so that's the very top of the Freedom Tower, and there's a guy who's either a window washer or a construction person at the very top in a metal basket who is working, and it looks like the scariest job in the world.
Holy crap.
Now, there's no wind today, which is probably why he's up there, but oh my goodness. I hope that guy's getting paid well.
You know, it's
a window washer.
You look at that, and I'm sure he probably goes home like everybody else has, you know, little dust-ups with his wife or his fiance or his girlfriend, and at some point it's got to go through his mind. Like, when I go to work, I'm 100 stories up in the air, and I'm dealing with being late by 3 minutes, and this is what got you angry.
Like, seriously.
God, look at that.
I know. I wonder if he's listening to us on the Odyssey app right now.
Holy. If you are, give us a thumbs up.
But see, that I guarantee you, that guy there, because of where he is at the Freedom Tower, has had lunch at the Ear Inn down here. Because the few times that I've gone down there and had lunch there, it's filled with construction guys that are working in this area. I guarantee that guy, once he comes down from 1,000 feet up in the air, whatever he is, he's going to go over and get a burger and a beer before he hops on the train home.
It's amazing how different we are. I would not be able to do that. There's no chance I could sit in that bucket and do what he's doing.
Sit in that bucket.
I hate heights. Like, heights really freak me out. And just looking at this makes me nervous.
Yeah, no. And Jerry right now, CBS Sports Network, has you floating in the air.
I'm soaring through the air.
Soaring through the air, Jerry Recco. There you are. All right. More calls, more sports coming up. I think I might have thrown out the reeds here.
No.
There's just the billboard for the...
I know, I did throw it out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.